Welcome to Conversations on Big Data, a series of discussions with agency leaders about the power of analytics to enhance how federal agencies meet their mission. In this podcast, we'll be discussing the HUDSTAT program at the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the use of analytics at the Office of Management and Budget.
Welcome back to our conversation on data analytics with Lisa Danzig. Lisa is Associate Director for Personnel and Performance at the Office of Management and Budget. I'm Laura Shane, Vice President for Research and Communications at the Partnership for Public Service, here with Brian Murrow, Associate Partner of Strategy and Analytics at IBM.
Let's talk for a bit about your new role at OMB. What are the important lessons about analytics that you learned from your time at HUD that are informing your new work now?
I was struck at HUD with the challenges, just basic challenges around access to data or fear that people had in terms of having these kinds of conversations. So I think the first thing I learned was the largely cultural but some technical challenges that most agencies, I think, face in trying to set up similar quarterly data-driven reviews. A lot of our refrain was, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I think the inclination is to set up a very sophisticated regression model and prove causality. I learned that it's important to start with the data you have, and obviously it's hard to have a conversation with very poor quality data, but I think just starting the conversation starts to shed light on the information that you have and improve it. Another thing I learned was that there's kind of a fine line between focusing on accountability, which is part of the role of setting goals and having these conversations, and trust, where you're really trying to get people to be forthcoming about what some of their challenges are and candid about that. Some places early on, we probably erred on the side of accountability, and that shut people down more. They felt more nervous. Last, I would say, just the importance of celebrating success, that people feel a little overwhelmed. That frontline staff are doing this all the time, and the opportunities you have to show where people are modeling this, I think, can be really powerful to support that in agencies.
How are you hoping to use analytics in the 2016 budget process, and how do you expect agencies will respond?
So one of the things that I'm excited about that we're doing, and that I think is a nice continuation of the work we did around HUDSTAT and that we've done with all the agencies on the agency priority goals, is expanding that to what we're calling strategic reviews. We're just starting the third cycle of agencies establishing priority goals where they've picked two or three, four priorities that they're most focused on and collected data around that and met quarterly then to discuss progress. And we've now requiring agencies to look across all their strategic objectives, really expanding that, to look at how well they're doing in these very broad domains around their mission. How well are we doing on getting increasing enrollment rates in community colleges? How well are we doing in ending discrimination around housing that aren't specific to budget codes or individual programs? This year is really a baseline year. But we're really hoping to apply that to then the 2016 budget process and future budget processes. One aspect of these strategic reviews is kind of forced ranking, where we're requiring agencies to include, of their 20 or so strategic objectives, 10 to 20% in the top level, which we've called notable progress or noteworthy progress, and 10 or 20% in the bottom level, which we're calling significant challenges. So it forces a conversation then about what's really working within agencies and what needs some help, and how can OMB and others apply budget, legislation, or operational improvements to try and support the notable progress pieces. This isn't a formulaic process. Some agencies, I think, are approaching it more scientifically in terms of their assessment and some much more subjectively. This will evolve over time as agencies get more comfortable with the process. I'm hopeful that that will continue analytically to inform the budget process in terms of where we need to be investing resources.
What do you see as the agency's big challenges in this process in terms of measuring their performance and reporting their performance, and what do you see is next in terms of helping them?
Data quality and data lag are two of the biggest challenges. If civil rights data takes a year to, you only collect it annually, and then it takes another year actually to get the results, or even in the homeless count, it took us 6 or 8 months after we did the annual count to actually get results. So actions you were taking 18 months earlier, you wouldn't really know the impact of. It's really hard on an ongoing, regular basis to assess progress if that lag time is too extensive. And finding proxy measures to understand maybe more output-related progress is important, I think, in that respect. In general, there's a leadership challenge of how you, with changing political leadership, institutionalize this in with career staff. And I think there are many program managers or directors or deputy assistant secretaries who use a lot of these skills and tools. But thinking about this at an enterprise level takes, I think, another level of commitment and investment.
Do you see the PIOs leading that process?
The PIOs are, you know, a nexus of, and a catalyst for making a lot of this happen. I think the challenge is in very big agencies, you can only go so far with a central node like that, and having a kind of PIO equivalent in each of the bureaus or somebody really driving this within the CDC at HHS, for example, is really fundamental to both interpreting this for their culture and understanding the real specifics around the goals.
You mentioned enterprise-level performance management. Do you have a point of view on how that might roll out?
I think it's important to have enterprise-wide objectives, and Commerce in particular, for example, has done a lot in their strategic plan to think about open data, or if you think about some of the operational issues like talent management or infrastructure-related issues that obviously all of Commerce shares. I think there are a number of domains where goals, enterprise-wide goals and conversations and tracking and systems and infrastructure are important from an economies of scale perspective. And then there's a number of places where it just doesn't make sense and you need a bottom-up process.
How about interagency collaboration around setting up of performance measures and performance goals where there's commonalities amongst various agencies?
That's fundamental in this process. The performance framework that we, the GPRA framework, is supports that. The VA and HUD have to partner really to get a veteran housed. There's a lot of steps along the way. Okay, what do we need to get homelessness to? What are our assumptions around the number of vets returning, the number of people who need to be housed, the number of vouchers we have? So taking a set of assumptions along the continuum of what the experience is, let's work backwards to know that we'll need 200 veterans throughout the year, and you know what that translates into in terms of the cycle every month to be referring to the public housing authorities to get these vouchers. And that collaboration conversation happened at the headquarters level with a set of targets or goals, and then translated into local conversations between the VA Medical Center and the public housing authorities.
You said something, you said, you know, this is about continuous learning and failure is okay. That sometimes is a hard message for people to receive from OMB in particular.
That's fundamental to how we're going to be effective. If you don't test things and try them out, we're not, you never are going to be able to step back and learn from it. So I think it's doing it in a, you know, risk-limited way or in small ways, you know, fail fast, fail cheap. That's where we often learn the most is from the places that we failed.
How do you communicate that analytics programs can help agencies achieve their mission? When you're trying to get that skeptical leader on board, what do you say?
I would say to a skeptical leader, there are two things. One is it'll save you time in terms of meetings and create a common base around facts, which as a leader will facilitate decision-making and strategy more effectively. And the second is, as time goes on and you actually develop some interventions around how to target your resources or how to move on some of your levers, that you'll need some ways of gauging success on that.
This has been a conversation with Lisa Danzig, Associate Director for Personnel and Performance at the Office of Management and Budget. I am Brian Murrow from IBM, here with Laura Shane from the Partnership for Public Service. We hope you return for the third in this series of podcasts on using data for decision-making at OMB and HUD.
These podcasts are presented by the Partnership for Public Service and the IBM Center for the Business of Government. To listen to conversations with other agency leaders, visit ourpublicservice.org/bigdata.